It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Gentry,
I'm doing pretty good. It's great to hear from you. The most fun game show on television right now, and you are the host of it, man. I'm pretty excited for you. You just keep some child actors, they only get gigs when they're kids and then you never hear from them again. But Jerry O'Connell, our guest, somehow, some way, he keeps working, and now you got a big show on Fox. Congrats, man.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens. I guess you just stick around long enough and they have to hire you at some point.
I'm pretty excited about this new show. I do remember playing Pictionary as a kid in the 80s, and I also remember that show, Win, Lose, or Draw, was very exciting back then. Can you explain to me, because I was talking with a friend this morning before this interview, we were trying to remember what the difference was between Pictionary and Win, Lose, or Draw. Are they like the same game, or how does Pictionary the game work?
I think it's the same conceit where you get a word and people draw it and then people try to guess. I mean, it's sort of the same thing. It's so funny. The difference with us is that we went a little high tech where we got like a pad, like a surface pad, like an iPad and a stylus. And so we project it up on a big screen so people can see it being drawn. And I'll tell you, the funniest thing is, these kids today with their phones and their computers, they don't doodle anymore. So kids are like terrible artists these days.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I noticed is I we're getting old, Jerry, because I'm around your same age. I just took my kid to get a car, and I let him co-sign to try to help get him some credit, you know. And kids,
yeah, that's
they don't...
What you're supposed to do.
Yeah, they don't teach him cursive. So when it was time for my son to sign the contract for his car, it's like, give him your signature, kid. Yeah, like printed it. They don't teach kids about a signature nowadays.
I've got to tell you, it's so funny that you say that. I had to get my kid to sign. They went on a school trip, and my kid had to sign as well. And my kid signed in print. And I was like, don't you have a signature? And my daughter was like, no. And I was like, didn't you growing up, like, all you did was practice your signature?
Yeah.
I mean, and then my kid was like a psycho. It's like when the Joker like signs his name like a child, like Joker. I was like, you've got to figure out how to sign your name. People are going to think you're crazy.
Yeah, we got to get kids back into the 80s. I'm glad you're bringing this Pictionary game back, because I think families need to get back to playing games at home. And, you know, it can bring a family close. It can also separate a family.
My gosh. The biggest fights in my house growing up were over Pictionary. I mean, I'll never forget. I was playing Pictionary, and it was my brother and myself and my parents. And the clue was the seven dwarves. And my father was drawing each individual dwarf. Like, he was drawing Sneezy and Sleepy and Grumpy. And you can't use letters or numbers in Pictionary. But I was like, Dad, just do like the six, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 2 next to it, and then draw one dwarf. I'll get 7 dwarves.
Now,
and
weren't your parents artists? Weren't your parents? Didn't they draw? They were like professional artists, right?
My parents are my mom was an art teacher, and my dad worked as an art director. So yeah, they were good artists. I'm not a good artist, but I'm an efficient drawer. But some of these kids we get on our show are not good artists at all. I mean, like, you know, they're trying to draw a horse and everyone's like, cockroach, cockroach, beetle.
Speaking of cockroaches, you know what movie I just thought about the other day, because I've had a roach problem. I mean, I hate to bring it up on the air, but I've had some roaches showing up here at this house that I bought, and it made me think of Joe's Apartment, 1996. I think that was the first movie MTV ever released as a film squad. And what a concept. When your agent called you and said, hey, Jerry, we got this movie and it involves, your co-stars are going to be cockroaches. How do you get involved in a movie with cockroaches?
I have never looked at a roach the same after starring at Joe's Apartment. Nobody knows what we're talking about now, Gentry, but everyone should Extreme, Joe's Apartment. It is a cult classic. Guy moves into an apartment and he forms a relationship with all the cockroaches who live in it.
Very strange. How did Joe ever get rid of the cockroaches? Because I'm wondering if maybe his technique would work at my place.
I don't think he did get rid of the cockroaches. I think they became friends. The movie did not do that well at the box office, so there was only one.
And
what's going on with their relationship at this point.
When was the last time somebody asked you about Joe's Apartment? Is that like a movie that ever comes up?
I mean, no. No. It's so funny. When I made Joe's Apartment, it was like my first adult job. It was actually like I just moved out of my house with my parents, and like I got that job, and it's so funny. I thought I was going to be a big star after that. It was a good, pretty good life lesson that doing that movie. The movie came out and it just didn't do well. I guess it was a bomb, really. And it was a good lesson that nothing, like, have zero expectations in life, because nothing really works out.
Our guest, Jerry O'Connell, host of the most fun game show on TV right now, Pictionary, Get the Family Together. Make sure you Google it. You'll find out. Check your local Fox listings. The game show is fun, and you should be watching it. I saw where Vivica Fox is going to be one of the celebrities on one of the seasons coming up. Who is the greatest Pictionary player that's a celebrity? Who is the GOAT of celebrities when it comes to Pictionary?
We have an actor named Colton Dunn, good friend of mine, one of the funniest writers out there. He's worked on... He worked on Key and Peele. He worked on Arsenio Hall show. He is a prolific writer and performer. He was one of the dudes who was in Superstore. He's not the best artist, but he is just an amazing guesser. He can pick up what everybody is laying down. I cannot believe his guessing skills. It is so impressive.
I can't wait to watch it. Clinton Dunn, he's the GOAT of all Pictionary players.
Colton.
Colton Dunn, a name you need to know if you're going to be watching Pictionary. Now, we talk about the greatest Pictionary players. I want to get into your head. You're now a host of a game show. I mean, this carries a lot of responsibility when you think of names like Alex Trebek, Pat Sajak, Bob Barker. To you, have you went back and watched some of the old Jeopardy? Have you been watching some Wheel of Fortune? Did you go watch some Bob Barker tape? Which one of these guys are you looking up to when it comes to this hosting a game show?
I'm going to tell you, to me, one of the best game show hosts out there is Wayne Brady. He's got an ease to him.
He's good.
He's smooth. He looks good. Wayne Brady. I try to copy what Wayne Brady does on Let's Make a Deal.
I know something that you should try, Jerry. You remember what Chuck Woolery used to do when he had that Love Gate Date? What was the name of that show? Chuck Woolery, the dating game.
Love Connection.
Love Connection. He had that line when he would go to break that I still remember to this day. I'll be back in 2 and 2. I mean, at times you really didn't even know what the fuck he was saying. What does 2 and 2 mean? Does that mean 2 minutes, 2 seconds? What are you saying? But it was so smooth. I think you need something like that when you go into break. You need like a staple. You should work on something, man, like that.
We'll be back, and I don't know what I think our commercial breaks are 3 minutes. So maybe I should say we'll be back in 3 or 3. We'll be
back in something. You got to come up with some kind of toss into break that will be like Chuck Woolery.
80 seconds. We'll be back in. 90 and 90. Yeah, 90 and 90. We'll be back in 90 and 90.
Yeah, with maybe a hand signal or something like that. But Chuck, man, right, Chuck was smooth. I thought Bob Eubanks, I think, could be the greatest game show host possibly of all time. But yeah, the game
Bob
show.
Eubanks?
Who else?
Yeah, Bob Eubanks.
Yep.
You know, it's so funny. I do try to have a game show boy. I do try to go out there and talk like I'm a game show host. So I do try to get a voice. I mean, you work in Radio Gentry. Like, I try to get like a game show voice going on.
Yeah, but you got to be natural, though. You can't be too pukey. There's a fine line between being pukey and being natural. But not, I know you got the chops, Jerry. You've been doing this a long time. Speaking of you doing
pukey, yeah.
Yeah, don't try to be too pukey. I know you're a big fan of Howard Stern, too. You know, he used to be pukey, but now he's very he's evolved, and he's one of the greatest. You're a fan of his show, right?
I'm a huge fan. I can't wait for his Monday interview with Bruce Springsteen. He's going back in the studio. I want to see if that is going to be different at all.
He's going back. Stern's going back in studio.
I'm a huge fan.
Wow, I didn't know that he was going to
go back into his studio on Monday. Big deal
for the boss. I mean, that's a good reason to go back into the studio. I want to go down memory lane. You know, our audience would be upset if we didn't bring up some of these great movies that you were in. Of course, me growing up, Verno. Come on, Vern. Vern. I mean, do you get tired of talking about Stand By Me, or is it something that you still enjoy reminiscing about?
You know, I don't get tired of it just because Stand By Me was, like, such a good movie. It touched, like, so many people. I just don't get tired of it. It's just a classic, you know? I was a part of a classic movie. It's something special.
I had the pleasure, Jerry, to interview Rob Reiner, and he told me, I just said, hey, mention... I went through all of his great movies, you know, the scene with in the courtroom with Tom Cruise and Jack when you can't handle the truth, you know, the Princess Bride, of course, some of his great movies. And we brought up Stand By Me. And the one scene he brought up was the train scene, which to me was a great scene for your character. It's where you lose the comb and you're running away from the train. But when you think about that movie, is there one scene in particular where that particular day of shooting was one where you just felt like you were having fun and enjoying yourself, or the one that you hold close to your heart? Is there one?
You know, it's so funny when we all fall in that pond and then we get all the leeches on our bodies. If you look at that scene, you can see, I know we're going to fall in the pond. You can see I'm smiling right before I walk in because I know we're going to fall in. I couldn't even contain my laughing. It's really fun. I rewatched it recently. It was on television, and I couldn't sleep one night. And man, that movie just really holds up. It's just such a good movie.
Yeah, really good. And also your co-star in Jerry Maguire, the big star, Tom Cruise. Now I think he has like five decades of blockbuster hits. What do you think is in Tom's special sauce? What makes him so great? You've been on set with him and worked with him. Why is he so good? How is he so good?
Well, first of all, I saw that Top Gun movie this summer twice. I mean, he really flies those planes. He does those stunts. His next movie, I don't know if you know this, he's going to space to go shoot it. He's going to be
I read that. Crazy.
On a space station. You know, I don't like to drive a half hour to go to my job. If I have more than a half hour commute, I'm complaining. And this dude is going to space to go work on a movie. He just is so dedicated. He's so dedicated. It's incredible. I won't drive more than 40 minutes to if there's a job. This guy's going to space. He's just the most dedicated.
So he's willing to put in the work and he's dedicated, you think, is the secret to his success?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. Jerry O'Connell, host of the most fun.
Would you go to space to go work on a movie?
Well, have you seen how much they're paying him for these movies? I mean, maybe. I might go to space for that kind of money. He's raking it in, that's for sure. And then finally, before we let you go, Jerry, I know that you played Captain Marvel. Are you planning on breaking out, or have you broke out that costume at all for Halloween? Halloween just days away. Will you be dressing up, Jerry?
I will not be dressing up. I have two teenage daughters who are unfortunately in that phase of they're going to be somebody's going to be a zombie, but they're going to be a sexy zombie. So I'm like just trying to make sure my kids are dressing appropriately. My daughters are they're unfortunately at that age where I have to make sure everything is appropriate.
Yeah, Jerry, we're at that age where we used to love Halloween because of all the sluts. And now we have daughters that are teenagers, and the last thing we want to see is a woman dress up like a slut for Halloween. So you women, damn it, you make sure you set good examples for these young girls. Don't be the naughty nurse. You know, don't be the naughty schoolgirl. you're setting a bad example for these young children that me and Jerry are trying to raise. It's tough being a dad these days.
I'm just trying my best with these kids these days. But my daughters are pretty good. I'm very proud of them. They're doing well in algebra, a class that I failed, and I'm proud of them.
Would you want them to be child actors? You were a child actor. You've become a successful child actor, which is rare. Is it something that are your daughters into it, or have they asked you about it? Are they acting?
I have one daughter who does drama. You know, it's at like school, and she's in plays, and she's pretty good. It's fun watching her. But I mean, you know, they're in the eighth grade now. I have twin daughters, so they're pretty busy. I don't think they'll be acting anytime soon. I wouldn't be against it, but they have other interests. They play volleyball and stuff.
That's good. Yeah, let them get a real job, Jerry. I appreciate it. You do have a real job, though. Host of the best game show on TV right now, Pictionary. Check your local listings on Fox, and I appreciate your time. Jerry O'Connell, our guest, and we hope you'll come back on again real soon.
Thanks, Gentry.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.